Did you have a teddy bear when you were a child? Do you remember him? What was who was he? Tell us about him. What was his name? Or was it a she? What kind of bear was it? Richard had Rupert. Rupert the bear.
I did.
Yes, with the stripy scarf.
Which is lost.
Gone.
Forever.
Gone. And you were devastated.
I still have the bear. Do you? Yeah, at my parents' house.
Oh, and what would you do if you came home one day, you went back to visit and Rupert had gone?
Well, you know, I think I would cope now, but it would, you know, I would rather it not happen.
What kind of state is he in now?
Probably quite shabby.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've not checked on him for a while. Oh, so I presume he's still. I think he is. I'll ring my mum as soon as I get off air.
If you bought him from us, one of the things that we're aware of is that children lose their bears, and part of our process is that we put an identification tag into the bear.
Like a chip,
almost. It's part of a barcode. I think last year we returned about 3,500 lost bears.
Really?
Because they're quite well known in the States, and we have a small tag on the back. So if anybody finds a bear, they'll see this paw sign, and they know to return it to one of our stores. And part of the process is that we put this tag, and we open the tag, and we scan it, and it will give us the name, address, and telephone number or contact details of the child, and we can post them back to them. So you wouldn't have lost Rupert.
That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
it's true. That's a great idea. Talk us through the process then. Build-A-Bear workshop. What happens? So the child comes in with the parent and...
Well, or the adult, because you did it yourself, didn't you?
I did, actually. I really enjoyed it.
A lot of the adults do enjoy it more. it really is about an experience. I mean, we have sort of 8 parts of the process. The first part is called Choose Me, where you actually come in and you select from about 30 furry friends. Obviously, you know, bears make up sort of 60 to 70% of the range. And once you've chosen your bear, we take you to a Hear Me station where you can choose a sound. So it can, you know, you can record a message, or it'll laugh or giggle or sing a song. And then we get to the really fun bit, which is Stuff Me, which is where you actually, with the help of one of our bear builders, as they're known, we'll fill your bear from the giant stuffer, and it's you'll see it in the middle of the store. It's a big bright orange thing with wheels and all the stuffings in there, and you stuff the bear, and you have to give it obviously a hug test, because we find that the girls like squishy bears and the boys like slightly tougher bears, and then probably the part that probably links into our philanthropic discussion. we all agree we're struggling with the word today.
Well done.
Yes. or as Richard's got in his note, the charity bit.
Yes.
Is the heart ceremony, and this is something that evolved over the years. One of our employees actually came up with it about 10 years ago, and the heart ceremony, I suppose, links to the fact, the whole caring, loving, hugging part. And what we do is we get the child to take a red satin heart, and they put it in the palm of their hands, and they warm it up, and then you start to give it personality. So if it's clever, you rub it on your head. If you want it to smile, rub it on your cheeks. If you want it to be clever or run fast. But the best bit, and we don't really know, you did this as well,
I did
you?
Do it, yeah.
Is then you make a wish. Mm. And that's between you and your bear. And then you pop the heart in the bear, and we'll sew the bear up. So that's sort of Stuff Me and the heart ceremony. Then we go to Fluff Me, which... Rich is just looking at me going, what on earth?
I'm coming straight down.
I've never seen him so animated.
Actually, yes, it's quite funny. I was ordering one of these for our new stores this year, and it's actually called the Bear Bath.
All right.
And it's this wonderful shower that blows hot air and fluffs the bear up. So that's Fluffy. And then the bit that takes
Richard was telling me earlier about a treatment he had when we were talking about skincare, and that just reminded me there, Richard, of what you went through, the only time you've been for a treatment at a spa.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
I got jet washed. I'll tell the story another day.
Okay. Notes to self. Spas for bears. Let's
yes.
see where we can go on that. And then the bit that took longest with Suzanne, which was Dress Me. And that's where you can choose from a massive range of clothes. And I think the bit that always makes me chuckle is that we sell a little pair of undies, and there's a little tail hole in the back.
Right.
And everything's got tail holes in it.
At this stage, it's a very personalised approach. I mean, you would really tell somebody's personality. Certainly the adults like Suzanne, who go and do, you know, what accessories they put on the bear, and it's a real personal touch there.
Very much so. I mean, it's and it's interesting, even earlier at when you see the children at Stuff Me, some children have got different personalities. Some are very outgoing, some are very quiet, a little bit shy, and it's amazing how this brings you know, a smile to everybody's faces. And one of the things that, you know, I've been a retailer for 30 years in various guises, and I have to admit, I have not had so much fun.
Yeah.
Albeit my mates think it's hilarious that they see my business card. So
I mean, with this store, obviously, you know, there's all this process you have to go through with about. Mm-hmm. Do you have to book a session, or do you just turn
no,
up?
No. I mean, parties, we encourage people to book because, you know, parents have got a budget and things like that, and timings. But no, you just wander in. I mean, we have what's called a fib, a first impression bear at the front. And this is one of our bear builders who sort of basically waves a bear. And it's amazing. Nobody can walk past a bear that's being wibbled at them and not smile. And we just invite people, come and have a look. And even if you don't want to buy anything, we take people through the process. So once we've got through Dress Me, the next bit of fun is Name Me. And this is where Huggy's name came from. We have a birth certificate that's created at a computer. In fact, this year we're looking at changing those to sort of touch screens and sort of upgrading. But basically, you put in all the details of your bear, and this is where you also get a code linked to the Find Me process. All controlled, very strictly controlled, with the parents getting involved in what information is put into the birth certificate, because that's when you're introduced to Chloe. And Chloe is an animated tour guide for Bearville. Bearville is our interactive website where, I don't know if you've joined yet, I think I'm on it. We have 20 million avatars. So you create yourself, so mine will be you know, a slightly bald, no, very bald, Mediterranean-looking bear, and yours would be a big, smiley, blonde bear. and you put yourselves in, and then when your bear is bought and enters into Bearville, they jump in a little rucksack that you're carrying, and you can interact with 20 million other people. The website's actually won a lot of awards for its parental security and things like that.
See, Paul, this is it. It's fascinating. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and there's an awful lot of thought gone into it. And you can see how, on one level, with no cynicism at all, the child is engaged and is having a lot of fun and going through a process and is able to go away with that bear, and it continues. But obviously, at the same time, from the marketing point of view, you have hooked that potential consumer, as in potential for future consumerism, into your product. So you've got them, you've hooked them in, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah.
And so how do you, you know, sort of reason with that? Because I think it's genuine. I can tell, and you do the research on Maxine and the founder of the company and how this has evolved. There's no reason that this, you know, it's not to say somebody can't be successful and make money out of a great idea, but, you know, how can you measure the success, and is it just by numbers, the fact it's working? Because I looked on the UK website, how many stores in the UK? It's huge.
It's about 50 odd stores. I mean, that evolved quite quickly because we had a friendly buyout of the old bear factory. But in the last 10 years, we've really grown. I mean, you know, going back to Caring and Maxine, and I'll come back to that, the real change for us was when Maxine went on to Oprah and took her through the process. Yeah, the UK is about 60, 70 stores now. We're about 400 worldwide. We have four here, with two new ones to open soon, which we may chat about later. But if you do your research on Maxine, I was astonished. I met her in St. Louis, where our headquarters, Bear Quarters is, International Bear Quarters.
Were you all dressed as bears?
Yes. Almost. Maxine,
did you have a picnic?
You were looking for that tune earlier, weren't you? The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Maxine's business card says Chief Executive Bear. Okay. And I went to our Bear Quarters, and she wandered into this meeting, and I expected her to be talking about the sales and stocks and shares. And she said to me, "You'll never guess what this child said to me the other day." And she still connects with the children. She still answers every single email that she gets. And it's a very, very genuine. It's not until you meet her. And even at the office, I was astounded. I heard this yapping noise, and I thought, what on earth is that? And everybody's got their dogs at work. Now, provided...
And they're real dogs.
They're real dogs, yeah. I mean, Maxine doesn't have children of her own, but she loves children and loves animals, and we sort of have a lot of connectivity with animals. And if your dog behaves itself, and there are rules about, you know, as long as it doesn't bite and takes regular comfort breaks, obviously, all the employees have got their dogs underneath. And there's a real... I mean, the office itself looks like a giant Build-A-Bear Workshop store. Bright colours, you know...
And I think, again, it just shows you, doesn't it? There has to be some honesty there for it to work, sure, because people will see through it otherwise. Well, we'll continue our conversation with Paul Marks of Build-A-Bear, and we're going to talk more about companies around the world and their approaches to their product, to their marketing, and, yeah, following a more perhaps responsible approach, and also philanthropy, and talking more about what they do at Build-A-Bear. There's much to talk about with regards to the Huggable Heroes. There's also the Bear Hugs Foundation and many, many more aspects to Build-A-Bear. And Charlie Bear's come in. Charlie Bear, I always will remember Charlie Bear. I loved him, but I did lose him when I was about 15. Keep your messages coming in regarding your bears. Yes, who was your bear? What was his name? What kind of bear was he? We'd love to hear from you.